welcome today. I'm excited to have my buddy Jeff Raley with me. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, just living the dream, Tom, living the dream.
Hey, we got through our technical issues and some other hassles here to get this thing going, but I'm excited. I'm have you back and have a conversation here. I also, before we get in, guys, I want to thank Jeff. I want to thank you and your team for choosing to be a sponsor at Mile High Profit Summit in September this year. It's always great to have you around the community and for many reasons. Number one, I've told you this before, but I know I told Neil, our CEO, this a while back. One of the things I love about you is, dude, you're hungry, man. Like, I love being around hungry people that want to win. And so that's cool. But then also, for our community's sake, Groundwork is a pretty cool platform, pretty cool tool to help a contractor make some more dinero. That is Spanish for all of you that are wondering. I'm in a comedic mood today, I guess. So anyway, man, for those that don't know about you and Groundwork, what do you got for us? Who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, so those who follow you in the contractor fight likely know the Shinfu, which we'll talk, I think, a little bit about today. But, you know, it's all about maximizing your time in the sales process is what the Shinfu is about. And honestly, it's a lot of what Groundwork's about. Mm-hmm. Several years ago, I realized that contractors spend a whole lot of wasted time in the sales process, driving all over the place, you know, talking to people they shouldn't even really be talking to, no pre-qualification, just kind of fall into the same habits of, you know, how it's always been done. You know, that we started talking, it was like, hey, what you do, you know, the methods that you all teach and, you know, the sales methodology, what we do from a sales technology perspective matches a good bit. So what we do is we make it very easy for contractors to get video project walkthroughs from homeowners so they can make sure they're swinging to the right pitches, getting the junk out of their sales pipeline. But also, I think maybe even like most interesting nowadays, like identify those projects that are a good fit for you, work the leads that can be good if you work them the right way, and really start to build trust virtually before you have to go spend time on a sales appointment. So that's what we do.
Yeah. And you know, for those that don't know, you had reached out a few years ago about this when you were building it. And it piqued our interest because we've been working, you know, at that time we were just teaching guys how to get a customer to send you a video, how to get them to send you a text picture or whatever, so you can know what you're looking at before you go out there. Because I don't know if I'm the only one, contractors, but it sucks. It sucks when you spend a bunch of time with somebody who you're not a good fit for. And this is just one of those arrows in your quiver to help you weed out the people that are just tire kickers or never going to be your customer from those who are going to be a great fit for you. And so, Jeff, I do have one question here to start about Groundwork. What do you tell the contractor who's saying, yeah, it sounds great in theory, but there's no way I'm going to get my customers to go and upload shit?
Yeah, glad you asked. Because we hear that all the time. You know, it's honestly probably the number one. I mean, you talk about sales objections all the time. We talk about, you know, internally, we have our own sales objections. So there's a whole like selling a sales product is like a weird, like matrix version thing, which is kind of fun.
Right.
But, you know, so what do I say to people is say, oh, you know, I'm never going to get people to do that. It's we pitch it in, there's a couple of things. One, the fear that it's not going to work is largely, and then almost always, a bigger fear than it is in actuality, right? Like your fears sometimes are just going to take over, and the actual like ground truth of things is they will, you know, like tell them what to do and they'll do it, right? The other aspect of things is if you make it a process that's very clear benefit to them, which this whole process is, better information, better advice, they're not wasting their time. All of these things are like absolute pros for the checkbox of for the homeowner. So what I've seen some folks do is like, send me some pictures. I'm going to ask one time. And if you don't do it, then you're out of here. You know, and they kick the lead to the curb. It's like, well, you know, you have to have a little bit more of that bedside manner. And, you know, that's what our tool really shines at, is that it's a very easy process. It's all text-based and walks the homeowner through exactly what they want to do. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons that people are like kind of brush up against the, well, this is never going to work. But a lot of it is just kind of that, to use your term, head trash, you know, of really kind of not really thinking artfully about your sales process and being diligent on how you run things and just making clear offers and making the benefit in the interest of the homeowner, which it truly is.
Yeah. Well, a lot of homeowners aren't doing this because they've never been asked to do it, right? I mean, it's that simple. And so I want to give guys kind of a tool here of why this makes sense and how to use it. Cause I think I'm just going to say it in a different way. It's about positioning this. How do you position this product in front of your prospect to show that this is a benefit for them, right? Is one of the positionings. And so if I were to get you on the phone and let's say, you know, I'm going to ask you, hey, where'd you find us? And you might say, oh, I went onto Google and, you know, saw you on Google. I'm going to probe there. I'm not going to do it here for time's sake because it's only about a 12, 15, 18 minute podcast here today. I'm going to probe and go, well, hey, you know, you mentioned Google. Was it reviews or something? You know, what were you seeing? And most of the time people are like, yeah, you had a lot of good reviews. And I'm going to peel back into that a little more. Like, well, what was it about some of those reviews that you saw that made you want to give us a call? Blah, 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 right? Now they're saying nice things. Or, hey, my friend Dave referred us. Oh, cool. I appreciate that. Dave who? I want to make sure I text him and call him and say thank you or something, right? Hey, what did Dave say in particular that made you want to give us a call? Oh, you guys were this, you were this, you were this. So now they're building a case for you in either of these scenarios, right? This is where me personally, if I was using groundwork, where I would drop it in. I would go, well, hey, all right, here's where we'll do the role play. Jeff, you said, Dave said all these things or reviews or whatever. Would it be okay if I shared with you the process that we use that gets us so many great reviews and nice things said about us? All right. I'm going to ask, do you have a smartphone? Okay. I don't know if you were one of those dudes that had a flip phone in your shirt pocket, you know, next to your pocket protector. But anyway, all right, man. So listen, if you got a smartphone, I'm going to text you a link and I want you to hit the link, pull out your smartphone and just snap a couple pictures, take a video, whatever your call to action is there, right? And what this is going to do is it's going to allow me to see what you see. And every time we follow this process, everybody gets what they want, even if they don't end up moving forward with our company. Would you be willing to pull your phone out right now and just send me something? Okay, I'm fast tracking this thing here, right? So that's what I mean by positioning guys and easing them into this. And if they give you like, well, I don't want to send it, that's where I then bring out the, and I don't mean to be lecturing here and taking this podcast over, but I want people to know that this is a tool to make them fucking money, man. So it's like, this is where that objection of, oh, I don't feel like doing that. Well, you know, we get hundreds of great reviews. We have 95% return customers and referrals. And the reason we do is we follow a process. Is it crazy to ask you to follow my process so that you get what you want?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, those are my thoughts on how I would use it. Tom Reaver pitching groundwork. Can't complain about that. So, you know, that's, I'm sure that there are folks out there, you know, in our kind of Venn diagram of the people that we work with that will do exactly that. I mean, a lot of times that you say, and it's just, hey, do you mind if I tell you about how we run the sales process to make sure that we're, you know, keeping organized, to make sure we don't stub our toe and lose something, you know?
Like, well easy. Dude, yeah, right there. What is one of the biggest pains of people have with contractors? You're not organized. Yep. Things don't fall through the crack. You don't call me back. Yep. All that other shit. Blame it on that. Yep. Go, listen, I'm trying really hard not to be the typical contractor here. I need you to send me a video.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. And I mean, I don't want to waste your time. You know, if this isn't the right fit, you know, we're actually a little bit backed up right now. And, you know, we want to make sure that I send the right, the one thing we use a lot and hear people use a lot is I want to make sure we send the right estimator out. That's an easy one, right? You know, it's in their best interest. You know, we want to make sure that we're aligned. We want to make sure we send the best estimator out. Uh-huh. We don't want to, you know, things to get lost in the shuffle here. I'm riding right now, but I'll have my admin send you the link. There's some really easy, and if you are confident in the way that you present it, man, it goes so smoothly. People are going to be impressed when you say, would you mind if I tell you about how we run our process?
Yeah, nobody says that.
So, okay, yeah. You know, hey, we found this is a very quick and easy way to make sure that we're on the same page and nobody's, you know, kind of getting surprised by anything. So here's what I would ask you to do. Tell me if this sounds all right with you. I'm going to send you a link. and go ahead and just follow the instructions. If you've taken a picture of, you know, your kids or your grandkids or and sent them to a friend, you can do this. It's very simple and easy. It'll take a grand total of 5 minutes, maybe. And then if things make sense from that point, I'd be happy to set up a follow-up call or consultation. And then whatever your, you know, whatever your sales process is from there. Really simple, easy. And just make it part of the process. And we've seen that be just wildly successful.
Fighters, I want to invite you to go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. We're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out.
Yeah, in a second here, I want you to kind of riff a little on just how you've seen people in our community automate our Shinfu sales process, which is about Shinfu. If you're new to the show, it's a pre-qualification process that we created that helps you in 10 to 15, 20 minutes on a phone call, get to the brass tacks of whether or not we're going to be a good fit for each other. And I know groundwork has a lot to do with that. While you're, you know, before you do that though, what I've seen a lot of our members do is they do get, guys, when the phone's ringing and stuff, you do get backed up with appointments, right? So that's why, number one, you got to pre-qualify. But even then, your schedule's pretty full with all the things that you have to do. So you can even position groundwork in a way where you could say, hey, Jeff, listen, I can't get out to you and put eyes on your project for at least 8 to 10 days. I'm totally jammed up. But what I can do is I can text you this link. And within a few minutes, I could call you back. We can have a conversation. That way, you're not waiting for another contractor for a week to get out to you, that you can make progress and, you know, things like that. So again, there's so many different creative ways that you guys can position this. So anyway, what are your thoughts on how you've seen people using the Foo with groundwork and automating the process?
Yeah, before I go there, and remind me to come back to that because I do have thoughts. What you just said about immediacy, I mean, you know, there are, let's just say, lead generation services that know a lot about the data flow and how reactive customers are to a quick response level from a contractor, right? There's, I think it's something like 85% of the time somebody goes with the first contractor. Maybe that's skewed. Maybe I'm making that up a little bit. But hey, faster's better, right? It's the general thought. So the exact thing that you... I think there's also like, hey, fast is okay when it's just like a phone call. Time kills deals. That's right.
I'm wearing my time kills deals shirt for those who can't see.
Yeah. So,
right?
I mean,
because it's what Jeff's talking about.
It's exactly right. People are, especially when the busy homeowner, right? Like a lot of the customers that you probably want to work with are busy, right? They got other stuff going on. They want that feedback. So if you can not only just get a phone call out, but you can actually bring some value, you are miles ahead of the competitor who's waiting that 8 to 10 days to get out there. So love that point.
Dude, when I do things around here and I call a contractor that I don't know yet, like a trade I don't know, where I can't just text one of the guys I know, right? One of my first questions I ask him is, I go, hey, can I just send you a quick video? Can I send you a quick video? This only happens a couple times a year or whatever, right? But it's like, can I send you a video or some pictures and then we can have a conversation? Dude, 100% of the time they're like, oh no, we can't do that. I got to come out and rub my nipples on your house so I can give you a price. Like it's, sorry, I get a little crazy, but it's so annoying because I don't want to, time kills deals. Now, the queen and I are on like the impatience scale. We're off the charts. We're unreasonably impatient. Okay. So let's back it off to the normal impatience level. All right. I would rather have a conversation now while my brain is thinking about it, while I can check this thing off the box. And oftentimes, most times, you have taken me off the street simply by letting me go, here's a picture. Let's have a conversation. I go, great. When can we schedule it? All in a 15-minute conversation on the first contact we've had. Guys, think about how that would just change your sales process. So fucking listen to Jeff and buy his shit. All right. Anyway.
So back to the
Shinfu.
back to the Shinfu. So I think there's some of the more maybe emotional aspects, you know, like the why stuff, you know, early on when you and I connected, James Miller mentioned that, you know, you can really get people gushing about kind of the more emotional aspects of their projects that mm-hmm. aren't necessarily like the dimensions of what I want done and the facts and figures. It's more that emotional side, which obviously ties into, I forget which step of the Shinfu, but it's there. Which one is that? Remind mm-hmm. me.
Motives.
There you go.
Motive.
Yeah. So it's not that I want
step
like
one.
X amount of square feet of paint put on the wall. You know, like that's not it. It's that we're having a baby and I need to repaint the nursery, right? It's that stuff that really starts to matter. I want to welcome the baby into my family with the, you know, mm-hmm. best shade of pink that I could possibly imagine. Cause I had my room painted pink when I was little. That's the magic, right? People will tell you that yep. on the video, and we prompt them to talk like they would just be like they would if the contractor, if you were there with them. But like, so mm-hmm. you get people gushing, right? And that's what you also don't get pictures, right? Pictures are a little sterile, they're stale, not to mention, you know, just like the quality sometimes really rough as it goes through the carriers and whatnot. But so like the video aspect of thing, a lot of it comes down to the motive. But you also like that. So that's one big aspect. I'm not sure if this directly ties to the Shinfu, but I think it's just like, you know, the spidey sense. Like, Tom, you know, and I know you like roll up to a job site, a new opportunity, and there's like a car in the driveway that's not real well taken care of. Or you mm-hmm. walk inside and there's a bunch of junk everywhere. It's like, ugh. Man, this isn't quite the environment that I want to be working in, right? Like you see that yeah. that way of living that the customer mm-hmm. has, and man, you can get a lot of like context clues out of that, exactly where that yeah. might fit. But it's just kind of just general human dynamics that you're able to pick up mm-hmm. as you hear and like see somebody move throughout their space that we're able to, you know, lay on a silver platter for you to actually go be a salesman with.
Well, dude, we would walk in way back 20 years ago. I'd walk into a paint estimate and it's like in a hoarder's house, you know, or not quite a hoarder, but I'd be looking around. And my first question was like, hey, Mary, before all the painting's done, who's cleaning the house?
Yeah, who's moving all this stuff?
I'm like, me or you? Because I'm going to charge you like $5,000 to clean
right,
this thing.
Right.
And so here's this funny squirrel moment. I'm sorry.
Love it. Let's go.
I was just on your website.
Yeah.
Okay. Your base package for one user that I see here is $79 a month, correct?
Yeah, take a guess.
Okay, all right. That's exactly where I was going. Damn, you've already done it. I thought I was going to give you a brilliant marketing strategy, positioning yeah, strategy.
Yeah,
it's a tank of gas for your f-ing trucks, you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a little less than a tank of gas. Yeah. Okay, so depending on what you're driving. All right, so, and think about how many tanks of gas you burn through running around. All right. So whatever, you stole it, man.
Sorry.
I was all excited.
I'm sorry, man.
I was about to change your life, that you'd be doing a IPO here in the next few months.
Hey, but you need to, I would love to get a Tom Reaver breakdown of how we're, so we'll schedule that in a bit, but yeah,
we'll do that. Yeah. I love it. So dude, we have a lot of people that have mastered the food mm-hmm. and continue to grow their skills. Yeah. For somebody who's at the higher echelon of their Shinfu abilities, why do they still need this?
Well, that's a good question. Here's what I will say is, if you are somebody who is okay with sticking around and staying the same, then okay, go for it. Mm-hmm. I think as you talk, if I was talking to you as somebody who's like, ah, no, I got the Shinfu mastered, I'm good to go. If you were to talk to some of the other folks that are also, you know, black belts and beyond, I think you would find that there is another level that you can unlock. And I think there, what I have seen is that the level of communication through our tool is hard to replicate without some of the features that we allow. So I would just ask you, you know, hey, are you interested in leveling up even yet again? And if the answer is no, then that's fine. And maybe, you know, I'm not trying to say, hey, we're the only way to level up. Like there's certainly ways to improve in a bunch of different aspects. But I would say that if you're doing the Shinfu, man, you should take a look at what we're doing. And if anything else, call me and let's sit down and, you know, hash it out. Because I would love to, you know, continue to listen and learn and build this to be a system that continues to tie in super tightly with the Shinfu. But I think you'll find that the video aspect and the other aspects of, you know, organization, all that good stuff, it's going to level you up even more than where you are now.
I love it, man. Well, dude, what do you want people to do other than come to Mile High and meet you?
Yeah, come to, you know. Yeah, that's a good start. Yeah. That's a good start. You know, for those in Battleground, we do have a special deal there. The contractor fight 30, I think is the code there for those in Battleground. Mm-hmm. And that's 30 days free. You know, like we don't do that very often at all. Mm-hmm. That is we don't do that a lot.
Non-deal.
That's like super secret deal. The reason.
And let me say this also, if you're not a Battleground member, and you try the code, it ain't going to fucking work.
It's very true.
All right. Because our back end CRMs talk to each other and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so be on the up.
Yeah, exactly. Please. Exactly. We'll find you. And then your name's mud to both of us, right? You know, so, but what I will say is that the reason that we, you know, in talking to you and your team decided to go that route was it just makes sense, right? Like we're dip your toe in the water and you'll find out it's a pretty good place to hang out. So like that's, the strategies align so much. If you're interested in running a tight sales process with a good pre-qualification system, we got it. So if the Shinfu has been one of those things that it's like, it sounds really good, but how do I do it? You know, like how do I implement? Like that's why we're doing this because, you know, when you all get that, you know, that first 90 days in Battleground, tie in the groundwork tool. It's a match made in heaven. And yeah, so we're excited to be doing that 30 days free if you're a Battleground. And then you can get 10% off after that too. So come see us at Mile High. And if you're in Battleground, give us a shout.
So dude, real quick, last thing, how long does it take? Somebody calls you today, they fill out a form to have this up and running in their business.
Our goal is less than a week. Lots of times you can do it 24, 48 hours.
Sweet. So boom. So guys, even if you're not in Battleground and stuff, go to hellogroundwork.com. Yep,
hellogroundwork.com. And by the way, like fully up and running. That's fully trained. Like we'll book it down. Like it's 30, 45 minutes. It's super easy. So it's not like we got a whole long, months long integration thing. It's like you're up and running.
I mean, think about it. If you're filling up your gas tank three times in a week, right?
Yeah.
Running around to projects, running around to bids, estimates, all this other BS, you know, within a couple days. And you have a bunch of appointments scheduled over the net. You got leads flowing in right now, man. This thing's already making you money. Yep. Okay. Like literally it's making you money. It's low hanging fruit right under your nose. So Jeff, I appreciate you being here with us today, Amen. Man. And can't wait to see you in a little over a month and a half or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. 60 days.
Nice.
Whatever. You get the point. So that would be 2 months. See what I did? I mapped.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. So dude, appreciate you, buddy. Guys, go to check out hellogroundwork.com and we will see you next time on The Fight.